Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today, we're exploring something that comes up all the time in my work, whether it's in yoga, organizing, or coaching. And that's the difference between coaching and strategy. And more importantly, what support actually feels like when it's working. If you've ever wondered why advice alone doesn't help, or why you can know what to do but still feel stuck, or why some support leaves you feeling more overwhelmed than empowered, this episode is for you. We're going to untangle what real, meaningful support looks like for neurodivergent people, and for anyone who's felt like just try harder wasn't the full picture. Let's start here. Coaching is a word that means wildly different things to different people. Some folks hear coaching and think it means goal setting and accountability. Others hear coaching and think it means advice or step-by-step plans. And some people think it's just therapy light. But in reality, coaching, especially neurodivergent-aware coaching, isn't about telling you what to do. It's about creating the space and structure for you to figure out what works for you and your life. Strategy is helpful. Sometimes you really do need tools, frameworks, and workflows. I use strategy all the time in organizing, planning, and time management. But strategy without support often falls flat. Here's why. It assumes the system will work if you just follow the steps, step one, step two, step three, and keep checking them off. It can unintentionally reinforce shame when it doesn't stick. It doesn't adapt to your energy, context, or lived experience, aka your life. So when someone gives you a planner or workflow and you can't make it work, it's not because you're incapable. It's because strategy needs context. And that's where coaching comes in. Let's shift gears for a moment. Let's focus on what good support actually feels like. Because most people don't want more advice. They want to feel seen, heard, understood, empowered, and safe to try again. When support is working, it feels like you're not carrying it alone. Like there's enough room for your real process, not just your ideal outcome. Here's what that might sound like in coaching. What's already working, even just a little? What would it be like if this felt 10% easier, even 5% easier, even 1% easier? Where can we build scaffolding, aka support, and not pressure? The best support happens when strategy and coaching work together. You might need a visual schedule and a weekly check-in to adjust it, a clear project breakdown and someone to talk through your motivation dips, a nervous system reset before you can even pick a tool. This is how I structure my work. We might talk about routines, but we'll also talk about sensory needs and burnout. We might create a time blocking plan, but we'll test it and adapt it weekly. We might declutter a space, but only at the pace that your brain can handle. Support isn't a handout, it's a hand with you. Coaching is what helps strategy stick. Oftentimes, you don't need more tools. You need permission to build slowly. You need a space to experiment. You need support that's not measuring your worth by how fast you implement. Pairing gentle planning frameworks with nervous system check-ins and accountability and review and adjustment can make a massive difference in actually pushing forward. You need support that includes your whole self. If you've ever worked with a coach or an expert and felt dismissed, rushed, or overwhelmed, let's name that. Sometimes people offering support don't know how to work with neurodivergent, chronically overwhelmed, or burnout-prone folks, and that's okay. But you deserve support that sees your pace, your process, and your potential without turning your challenges into moral failures. That's the kind of support I want for everyone. It's what I try to create in all the ways I work, with clients, students, and in this podcast. Thanks so much for being here today. That's all I've got for you. And if you're ever looking for support that's rooted in coaching and strategy, built with neurodivergent brains in mind, you can always find me at my website, linked in the show notes, or head on over to Instagram, send me a message, anything that you need. Until next time, go gently. You don't have to do it all. You just have to start where you are. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.